This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Clay Harbor.
Playing at Wembley Stadium, 90,000 sold out crowd in London. And for some reason, my heart's beating, getting out of a limo to go date some girl. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network. Former NFL player.
Not a quarterback. I'm a tight end. But I've watched a lot of tape. I've been in meeting rooms with Tom Brady. I've been in meeting rooms with Drew Brees. I've been in meeting rooms with Michael Vick. Quarterbacks know what they can do and what they can't do. And I know what a quarterback can and can't do and when you're supposed to expect them to be able to be successful.
Clay Harbor with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to Clay Harbor. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Clay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. I was great until I heard that introduction, man. I don't know, who can I talk to about maybe getting that switched around with that little bachelorette summary there?
Consider it done, Clay. All right. Complaint registered. We'll take care of that next time.
Yeah.
That's Brandon Fryer, though. That's Brandon Fryer.
He's just trying to.
Out of respect, though.
No. He's messing with us.
I'm okay with it.
Well, I'm curious, are you okay with what you saw yesterday from the Bears? I thought that they did a really good job of finally getting the kid out there and handling it. I wish they'd done it a week before, just because I didn't think there was much to see there to begin with. And then you hear from Caleb, and he handled it really well, and he didn't deny that anything was said. He just said, yeah, that's how things were, and it went down like that, and it's not a big deal. And I thought it was kind of asked and answered, and you took care of it. And why couldn't you just done that the minute it came out?
Yeah, me and Dave were having the same conversation yesterday on the Chicago Sports Network. I loved what he said. He was very open. He's talking about these were thoughts. These were conversations I was having with my father, being as where I was picked, with the number one pick. These are things you think about, but I never acted on them. After I went to Chicago, I decided I wanted to be a guy that was going to accept the challenge of turning this thing around. Perfectly said. My only problem with it was, why do you take 13 days
right
to do it when Caleb himself even said that it was a distraction? So he's, to his own admission, it was a distraction. You take 13 days. My only thing is maybe this was somebody in the building that could have been like, hey, you know, let's get you out there and talk. I don't know if that's Caleb's decision on his own.
So, Clay, I think the other interesting aspect of yesterday, as we have discussed, is Ben Johnson talking about the value of body language in the Albert Breer report, where it was revealed that that's one of the points of emphasis this offseason, trying to clean those things up and not be a palms up team, is significant. And I think that if, from a former player's perspective, how would you rate or evaluate how significant it really is? And what did you see from Caleb Williams as a rookie that might need addressed?
I think it's very important. And they say 90% of what you say is nonverbal. I go back to a time, I'm in a huddle with Tom Brady. I just come from Jacksonville, and you know, hearing Blake Bortles call plays, it's a very smooth tempo. It's kind of slow. You know, it's like green right, 373, Y stick, X go, on one, ready, break. Tom Brady's in there. He sounds like an auctioneer. Green right, 373, Y stick, X go, on one. This guy wants to get to the line of scrimmage so he can look at the defense, see what they're doing. You feed off of other people's body language. I didn't realize this, but in the huddle, I'm just sitting there looking confused when Tom's calling the play because he's calling this so fast you can barely hear it. And he goes, Clay, in the middle of the huddle, I don't like that look in your eye. And then I start glaring at him like what, WTF, man? He goes, that's better. And then he calls the play. He saw my body language, the way I was looking, and to him it didn't fit right with him. So he says that, and then I get, you know, a little ticked off. He's like, that's better. Call to play, we go out there. So it matters. Other guys feed off your body language. It's what you're presenting to your team. It's what the other team sees. If you smell that blood in the water, we're over the sidelines, oh, look at them. They're ready to break, guys. They're ready to break. One more drive. Let's go out there. So it's a sign of weakness. Your teammates feed off of it. It matters. So, you know, if you don't want to get yelled at by Tom Brady, you know, make sure you have some good body language.
You know, the fact is, That kind of attention to detail that we're seeing from Ben Johnson, you're setting a standard. You know, and I said this to David this morning. Quite frankly, I think they let themselves down a bit last year. Oh, we need to be coached harder. Oh, this guy's saying this. Like, I don't want to hear all that. I want you to go out and play, act professionally, and don't make people realize how out of whack everything is. Listen, everybody got fired. There's a reason it happened. I got no complaints about that. But I just didn't like how unlikable it was when you heard veteran players complaining.
When there was more podcasts than touchdowns, I think that was a problem.
Well said. You know? That's so well said. Absolutely correct.
Definitely more podcasts than touchdowns. What I'd love to see yesterday, so they're in the huddle, and you can see it's a little bit sloppy. You could have let this go. They're a little slow getting out the huddle, and they break it. And instead of letting them go to the line of scrimmage, finish the play, I can't repeat what Ben Johnson said, but the word started with an F, and then it went that. He said, F that, and get back in the huddle. And he makes them come all the way back, call the play quick, run up to the line, run the play, and then they actually had a successful play right there. So that's the kind of detail that you're seeing from Ben Johnson. And a reporter asked him, he's like, hey, what was up with that? He's like, hey, I'm not letting these guys get away with this in the huddle. We're holding ourselves to a certain standard that starts in the huddle all the way through the play. So I'm going to bring them back and make them redo that. So that's something that I saw yesterday that I thought was really impressive.
Clay, when we talk about the Ben Johnson effect, and Caleb Williams described it as being a left foot forward guy, he's always been a right foot forward guy, and now he's behind center rather than being in a shotgun formation. And these are things that might be seemingly minor to fans and people who don't play the position or are on the field. But how are you watching this unfold, and how important is it that maybe Caleb Williams adapt and adjust to Ben Johnson's way of doing things rather than the other way around?
I think it's important, and I think most quarterbacks do like that. It just makes it easier for him in these quick passes to be able to get the ball out and do it the way exactly Ben wants him to do it, because there's differences when you're throwing to the left, the right, and when you have one foot up, and if this is how Ben's done it, then that's what you want to see. One thing I thought was interesting is they were practicing some zone read yesterday, and you go back to Ben Johnson. He's never had the opportunity to run zone read. Mully, you could probably beat Jared Goff in a race, man. This guy could never – I mean, you pull zone read, you're pulling a linebacker out of the play. Now he's got Caleb Williams. You see him going through some zone read stuff. So usually the best rushing teams in the league, you got the Commanders, the Ravens, you know, the Bears a couple years ago with Justin Fields.
Yep.
When you can pull this extra number out of the box with your quarterback on that read play, zone read, outside zone, inside zone, with the threat of your quarterback, I thought it was interesting that you see Ben Johnson doing some of that now, because in Detroit, he didn't do any of that. And he couldn't because he had Ben Johnson. So you really see that he is playing to the strength of these guys. And I think you're going to see Caleb not run the ball a ton, but you might see four or five plays that are options or zone reads this year that I think will really improve that running game.
Clay, he threw a couple of picks yesterday by all reports. Were they missed throws? Did he do something? Why were there a couple of picks?
Man, one looked like he was just gifting Tremaine Edmonds a football. I mean, it just went right to Tremaine Edmonds' chest. He didn't see him. And the other one was a tip ball, and Brisker came down with it. But he had an up-and-down day. It wasn't perfect, but he did a lot of good things. Another one, he's rolling to the left. He throws the ball across his body. Big completion. He had a couple nice completions to DJ. Cole Kmet had a really nice day. So, I mean, it wasn't a perfect day for Caleb, but what I liked was he did throw the interceptions earlier on in practice. Then you come back and you see him really lock in, come back with a couple of big completions. So I think we've seen that from Caleb in his career. He'll have some atrocious first quarter, where maybe they have negative yards. And I'm not being sarcastic here. There's a couple first half even, where you're probably counting 10 to 20, 30 yards on the field. Then he comes back and finishes up well. So I love the way he came back, finished up practice, threw some great balls, and did finish on a hot streak there. And in 7-on-7, there were no balls on the ground. So there are ups and downs, but I did like how he came back and didn't let that really affect him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Talking with Clay Harbor from the Chicago Sports Network here on Mully and Haw. So, Clay, I think the other thing that you observed, which is significant, that Ozzie Cipollone was the left tackle with the first team the entire practice. Now, Ben Johnson would later say that it's a musical chairs there and everyone's going to get a good look. But what was your impression of the first look at Ozzie Cipollone with the number one offense?
I always look at Ozzie, man. Ozzie's one of the first guys I want to see out there just because other rookies aren't out there. Obviously, Colson Loveland, Luther Burden aren't on the field, and I want to see how these guys react to their first NFL experience. Ozzie fits right in. His footwork is meticulous. He's got that bend. He's got reach. I don't think he gave up a sack all day. Darnell Wright actually gave up a couple to Dominique Robinson. talk about a surprise in practice. Dominic Robinson actually looked pretty good out there. I mean, that guy's a specimen. But I think Darnell Wright will be fine. But Ozzie looked very crisp. He's a guy that's smart, intelligent, looks like he knows what he's doing out there, and just very impressive for a rookie to come in and just to look like he's poised and he's running with the first unit there. It's tough to do that. You're not with the twos. You're not with the threes. You're going with this first unit. So I really loved what I saw from Ozzie. Other rookie report, Ruben Hiplight had a couple nice plays. He had a PBU on a DeAndre Swift wheel route, showing a lot of speed there. I think that's all I got. Za Frazier, didn't see much from him, or Luke Newman. Obviously, the other two guys are out with some soft tissue, and then Colson's shoulder.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about Luther Burden, because he obviously fell on the ball in the rookie minicamp, and then he came back on the Sunday practice, but he didn't do everything. And now both days he's not been out there, the 2 days that the media has been allowed out there. You just can't help but wonder if there's something going on that is more serious than we've heard. And again, you know, I mean, my God, it's not even June yet, so you don't get too concerned. Just a little weird.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was out there at rookie camp when he did fall on the ball. Yeah. He made a big play. He looked good at rookie minicamp. I was really impressed with how he ran, how smooth he was when he caught the football. His transition after the catch was something that you can't coach, you can't teach. But we haven't seen him since. So these are valuable reps to miss. I think it's OTA 5. We've only seen 2. But to miss this many OTAs, it's definitely something that's more than just a nagging injury that he could get out there. So that is interesting. But I will say, I think Rome Odunze looks like he's improved. He's a guy that's a meticulous worker. In warm-ups, he's running full speed. Randall L. is out there giving a lot of energy, really coaching up these guys. DJ Moore's practicing hard. And I'm going to give you guys my sleeper of camp here. This guy is a little Julian Edelman. He's a little Danny Amendola, short receiver from TCU. J.P. Richardson. I mean, this guy is quick. He can catch. He's a little slot machine, tough receiver room to make. But I really like this kid for maybe he could sneak on a roster or a practice squad guy. But J.P. Richardson looked good. And even Olamide Zaccheaus, that guy is quick. I mean, you see why he had the year he had in Washington last year.
Right.
He is quick, in and out of breaks, can catch everything. Just a true pro, working hard out there. I really like what I see from Zaccheaus.
Interesting. I did not expect those two names to come up. Clay, you also heard from Caleb Williams in terms of his explanation about how he watches film and the quote that everybody fixated on. I think you were a little bit critical at the time, like a lot of people were. But after hearing him yesterday explain what he meant by the word shortcut, and Mully and I talked about that, meaning maybe more efficiency in terms of watching tape and getting help, how did you interpret what you heard, and did it change your mind a little bit in terms of what he said or was reported to have said before?
Yeah, this makes a little bit more sense, because to me it's like, how do you not know how to watch film if you've played, and Dave, even you playing college football, you spend so much time in that building watching film with your coaches. I mean, there's hours that you're watching. You're watching your film. You're watching your opponent. So you're in this room. You're watching film as a team. You're watching film as an offense. Then you're watching film with your position group. For me, it was a tight end in the tight end room. And for him, it's a quarterback room. So you watch a ton of film together. So I'm like, wait, how do you not know how to watch film? He's like, no, I know how to watch film, but what I don't know is the shortcuts, which makes sense, right? Because they can send you so many things. You're getting a third down cut up. You're getting a red zone cut up. You're getting a base package cut up. You're getting a first down cut up, second down, third down, fourth down. Do I watch the last three games together wholly, or do I watch these cut ups? You know, for me specifically, I was more of a, I'm going to watch the last couple games, and then I'm going to go into the cut up. So what he's saying to me is, I don't know exactly what I should be watching. If you come in on Monday and watch film, you should probably watch base package, because Tuesday you're installing your base package. Wednesday you're going to install your third down. So Tuesday night you watch your blitz package. So he's talking about he doesn't know exactly what to watch. And there's so many different cut-ups there that are just, when I say cut-ups, it's just clips of every third down. Say they're playing the Vikings. The Vikings have ran. Every red zone defense the Vikings have ran. So now when you get into red zone, your head flashes back to the film you watch in that red zone cutup, and you know exactly, okay, I'm looking for cover two here. I'm looking for cover four here. They might send a corner blitz, alert, high alert corner blitz. Okay, it's third down. Now you go back to that third down cutup. Just a bunch of clips of all the third downs you run. Okay, on third down, I see Brian Flores likes to send a nickel. Okay, so I got to watch out for that nickel. They like to do games. I got to make sure to alert the offensive line for games. So that made more sense, and I think bringing Case Keenum in is a big factor there, because he knows he's been around a bunch of quarterbacks, and he's going to help him get on the right routine and watch the right tape so he can be successful and not think about it when he's on the field on Sundays.
Clay, I want to ask you another question about Ozzie Trapillo, and I just am curious. When you see him line up at left tackle, and you mentioned his footwork, is there a pronounced difference between him and Karan Amagaji? I know Braxton Jones is down, so he's not out there at all, but I'm just curious, when you look at the two players, and we've seen now two practices, and they've featured the two different guys playing the position, is it anything noticeable, or you got to wait till the pads go on?
You know, it's interesting, because with Kieran, he's this big, long, athletic guy. He's got 36.5-inch arms, and he is twitchy, but he's clunky in his sets. To me, it feels like he's a little off balance. His flexibility isn't what it needs to be. And I'll be honest, Ozzie looks better. He looks more under control. He looks more fluid in his sets, and he just looks more on balance. And wow. When you think about it, he's honestly got more experience than Kieran Amagaji does. Kieran was hurt in college. Kieran missed all of off-season last year.
Right.
This is basically his rookie season. So Ozzie looks more like a veteran even than Amagaji does. And I don't think that people with the left tackle thing for Braxton Jones or Darnell Wright, excuse me, they played right tackle and left tackle, Darnell Wright and Braxton Jones, when Braxton Jones was healthy. So you have Braxton Jones on this roster. He's just not there now. So why would you try to move Darnell Wright when you still have the guy that right. played there last year? To me, that doesn't make sense. Unless Ozzie was by far and away better on the right side, would you even think about that? But I think that's just a non-starter. You are not going to move Darnell Wright. We can get that out of our head. The competition here is going to be between Braxton Jones when he gets healthy and Ozzie Trapillo in my eyes. So that's the something that I'm going to be interested in coming training camp.
Last thing quickly, Clay. When you hear Montez Sweat say the one thing that stands out, the word that comes to mind when Dennis Allen's name comes up is complex. And then he talks about the defense being more complex than he's dealt with in the NFL. Is that a good thing or not?
I think it's a good thing. It's going to take a little bit longer to learn, but that means it's a more difficult defense, an attacking defense. When I'm out there at OTAs watching film or watching the practice, I'm trying to decipher what he's running, and I'm sitting there with Alex Shapiro or Mark Carmen, Ruthie, Matt Bertaram. Like, okay, this is cover two. He's going the nickel's running in motion. Then he pops his zone, so he's confusing these quarterbacks. Some of the tells that you would usually see, say there's a linebacker that goes out when Cole Kmet lines up out wide. That's a man-to-man sign. Somehow he's popping his own coverage out of it. Doesn't make sense to me. So he's doing a lot of different things. That to me as a player, I'm like, wow, he's really going against what you can typically use as a rule set. And even the defensive line stuff, you're seeing some schemes, some stunts. He's doing double A-gap blitz already on third down when they're running the third down drill yesterday. So I think it's going to be a good thing. He's an attacking defensive coordinator, and it's going to pay off. This guy's ran some good defenses for a long time in the NFL. I think it's a good thing that he is complex.
Great stuff. Really appreciate your time, Clay. Thank you.
Thanks, Clay. Go back to working out now.
Appreciate it, guys.
That is Clay Harbor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.